Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is August 11, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. UK government considers offering open banking through Governor UK Pay. The UK government has revealed its intention to implement open banking into the Governor UK Pay system as part of its ongoing development plans. Scylla launches instant settlement for ACH debit access. Fintech company Scylla has announced the launch of its instant settlement offering to better ACH debit accessibility, enabling users immediate access to ACH debits on the Scylla platform. Airtel Payments Bank launches eco-friendly debit card. India-based Airtel Payments Bank, a multi-segment fintech, has launched an eco-friendly debit card for its new and existing customers with a savings bank account. Avenir launches generative AI solution. Avenir has unveiled ContractFlow, a generative AI product that comes with advanced AI for streamlined contract reviews, negotiations, and risk management. Rightfoot launches zero-login financial data for financial institutions. Financial data optimization company Rightfoot has unveiled its zero-login consumer permission data product Connect Magic in a $15 million Series A funding round. EYUS partners with Symphony AI. EYUS has partnered with AI SaaS company Symphony AI to help digitally transform organizations with generative AI-enabled retail and financial services platforms. Unicard acquires ESEBS from Visa. Card management solutions provider Unicard has acquired smart ticketing specialist ESEBS from Visa to offer a more comprehensive range of solutions in the UK and abroad. Instacart launches Snap Online in all 50 US states. US-based grocery tech company Instacart announced that Snap Online can now be used in every US state. Finmont taps chargebacks 911 to counter post-transactional fraud. Payment orchestration platform Finmont has chosen chargebacks 911 to offer its travel merchants a comprehensive chargeback management plan with enhanced data analysis and profits. Aptos Labs partners with Microsoft to make Web3 more accessible. US-based Aptos Labs has partnered with Microsoft to integrate the Azure OpenAI service into the Aptos network and make Web3 more accessible. Revolut prioritizes financial inclusion in expansion into LATAM. Revolut is offering Revolut Lite in Latin American countries to make cross-border transactions and transfers more accessible to the unbanked. India to add AI-powered conversational payments to UPI. The Reserve Bank of India has set out plans for a host of new fintech developments, including AI-powered conversational payments on the country's UPI system and a public digital platform for the provision of frictionless credit. Finmont partners with Chargebacks 911. Global payment orchestration platform, Finmont, has announced a new partnership with leading chargeback management company Chargebacks 911. The alliance will amplify Finmont's unique global payment ecosystem and offer travel merchants a comprehensive chargeback management plan with enhanced data analysis, increased profits, and greater revenue. Paytrix appoints Joe Redmond as CEO, Ireland. Paytrix, the pioneering fintech firm that simplifies global payments for high-growth businesses, today announces the appointment of renowned Irish financial services entrepreneur, Joe Redmond, as Chief Executive Officer for Paytrix Ireland. City Commercial Bank appoints Gunjan Kalra as APAC head. Gunjan Kalra will take on her new role in September 2023, and will report to the global head of Citi Commercial Bank, CCB, Tasneem Giyawadwala, and APAC CEO Peter Bebe. Nigerian exchange preps dollar settlement platform for fintechs. The Nigerian exchange has enlisted the Central Securities Clearing System, CSCS, and Euroclear to help build a dollar settlement platform that will enable tech startups to raise in dollars. Consumer duty. FCA finds fund manager value assessments need improvement. The FCA has conducted a review of fund managers' value assessments and have found that while many firms have better practices in place, some still require improvement. What to make of Sam Altman's WorldCoin? WorldCoin is raising eyebrows due to its Big Brother biometric elements, with many questioning the company's privacy practices and use of personal data. WorldCoin, created by OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, verifies a user's identity by scanning their iris. Galaxy Social Marketplace launches app built on Hedera. Social marketplace Galaxy has launched its application built on the Hedera network, a blockchain alternative powering the next generation of Web3, to further creator monetization. Leap Event Technology launches merchant services solution via Stripe. US-based Leap Event Technology has launched their integrated merchant services solution, powered by Stripe, included in their unified suite of event technology and service offerings. Move raises $76 million in a new funding round. Nigeria-based Move has raised $76 million in a new funding round that will support its mission to transform financial services for mobility gig workers. BIS works with Ripple for a cross-border payment task force. The Bank for International Settlements has announced a cross-border payments interoperability and extension task force that includes Ripple. Crypto exchange BitRx agrees $24 million SEC settlement. Crypto outfit BitRx has agreed to pay $24 million to settle SEC charges that it operated an unregistered national securities exchange, broker and clearing agency. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.